Hi, Richard here, Money Trainers. Welcome to this issue of the podcast. Today I'm talking about Dying to Know. And if you've not heard about Dying to Know, this is my program about death and dying. This is the thing that we all put off, we all deny, we all hope it's going to go away, but the reality is no one leaves this place alive. And so in this podcast, I'm talking about Dying to Know, and in particular we're talking about the lunchtime sessions. So who am I and why does this matter? Well, for the last 30 years I've been working in financial services, and part of my role as an advisor, consultant, specialist is talking about how we plan for when we're no longer here. We talk about legacy, we talk about protecting, we talk about making sure that all the legal wrappers are all in place, and we go through this thing called a rehearsal, where we sit down and we say to the individuals concerned, okay, you know, your husband and wife situation, and the husband is no longer here, what happens now? Is the will in place? Is it assigned? Do we know what bank accounts and information have we got cobbled together, and where it's all hidden? Do we have power of attorneys in place? Have we considered care fees planning? Have we considered the options in relation to inheritance tax? Have we made any gifts? Have we done all of this stuff? That's the bit we need to do on death. But when then we've got the situation where we've got half-dead problems, you've had a heart attack or a stroke, you've got a terminal illness that you've suddenly been diagnosed with, what happens there? What are the plans we need to have in place in order to make those work for us and the family? Because if we don't have them in place, then the family's left trying to make a decision, and that decision may not be the one that you would want for yourself, which is why these plans are vitally important. The Dying to Know program is about giving us an opportunity to bring together the legal and the financial and the social and the personal, wrap that up with some healthcare, all together into one nice, neat little bundle. The reality is none of these bundles are neat. They are just bundles. But what most people don't do is bundle them up. So this gives us a bit of an issue in relation to a gap. It's not an issue, it's a gap in our planning, where we're expecting our children or our other halves to start making decisions for us based on what they think we wanted. And that's very often different to the one that we would want for ourselves. We may not want to be resuscitated. We may not want life-extending treatment. We may want just to be left alone to pass away as naturally as possible, if there is such a thing. There must be, because we all die naturally as part of the nature system. We all die. But this whole Dying to Know program, and particularly the lunchtime sessions, is about bringing together the legal aspects, the healthcare aspects, the planning aspects, and the finances all together into one nicely shaped bundle. And we try and do this within an hour, either in your workplace or at a coffee shop or a meeting room somewhere, to bring a group of people together that are going to work through and discuss all those things we need to have in place. These are known as the Dying to Know lunchtime sessions. And the whole idea about them is they give us a taste or a starter of what it is we need to have in place and how everything interacts. What do we do about the wills and the estate planning? What do we do about inheritance tax? What do we do about pensions? What do we do about making sure that we've got our dying wishes in place? What do we need? What do we do in relation to being half dead? What happens if we have a stroke? What kind of treatment do you want? Do you want to do not resuscitate notice put on or off, as the case may be? Do you have in place some kind of long-term living will, as they call it? Not quite happy with that term, but living will is basically a will which outlines how we want to be treated if we are still alive but unable to make our own decisions. And it gives direction. It's called an advance directive, it's a legal term. It gives a direction to the healthcare professionals and everybody else that we're working with. And then we bring that on to looking at what happens should we need social care. Most people in this country do not need any form of social care, yet there are plenty of people out there selling solutions for social care which are purported to do the thing they need to do, avoid care home fees. The reality, of course, is not always quite that straightforward, and most of these things don't work for lots of reasons. But we've got the issue about social care and how we plan for that, and how we try and structure our affairs so that we that works for us and works for the rest of the family. I'm not saying that we should be avoiding any of these responsibilities, but it's a question of making sure that we have in place all of our little ducks, all in a nice neat little row or a nice little package. So these are what the lunchtime sessions are all about. Dying to Know is a four-day workshop normally. We sit down for an entire day, we include some lunch, and we work through all of these issues and all of the options to come to a finite plan. The lunchtime sessions are just a small run-through, just so we can go very quickly from beginning to end and go away and start to make a plan. They're a taster session, if you like. Anyway, there's more information over on the Money Trainers website. Go to /dying to know. I think there is a menu item there anyway, so you can find it quite easily. There's a box there where you can put your details in to tell us a bit more about yourself, where you are in the county, because I'm only running these in the county currently. And whether or not there's a venue that we can use locally to your area, and drop us those information. No salespeople are going to call. It's like, literally just to give you an update on these lunchtime sessions as we start to book them over the course of 2026. The full Dying to Know workshop package is available online. You can buy that, and you can effectively have the whole day workshop from the comfort of your own home, as well as giving you access to support and questions and answers as and when they may arise. But the lunchtime sessions are really important because they're going to give you a starting point with this at no cost. There is no downside for this. But the information you're going to get brings together legal, financial, social and healthcare all in one neat little bundle. And as I say, this has been designed over a 15-year period now, and does makes perfect sense. The feedback has been absolutely brilliant, because nobody wants to talk about this, nobody wants to discuss it, nobody wants to plan for it, and it's so vitally important if you're going to reduce the stress on those people that you leave behind. Anyway, my name is Richard Smith. You can find out more about me over at moneytrainers.co.uk, and I look forward to seeing you at a workshop soon.